Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of our podcast series, Exploring the Meaning of Life. Today's episode is about laws of life, and I am in conversation with Dr. Anil Rajvanshi. My first question to you is, why are we interested in knowing about life and its laws?
Thank you very much, Madhura. It's going to be a freewheeling discussion, and so we do not know how it will go, but I think it will be very interesting. Now, everybody right from Darwin in late 1800s, when he developed the theory of evolution, it really changed the thinking of mankind, because he showed for the first time very clearly that how things evolve, and depending upon the forces that exist on those on the organism, they evolve accordingly. And so it was a very revolutionary thing that he did, and so everybody has been following that process. What happens to life, how it evolves, what is the branching process, etc. A curiosity arose in me, and I asked myself, you know, this is fine, but why life in the first place? And so this discussion will be about that. Naturally, you asked me that why are we interested in that, in this topic or any topic like that. It is because of the fact that human mind is by nature very curious. We like to know from where we came, what is the purpose of our life, what is the future, etc., etc. And this is an outcome of that curiosity, because you would like to know why the life started in this universe. And so hopefully we'll discuss this.
True. The most important question you just asked, why life, why has it evolved?
So I'm not God, so I do not know how it has started, but based upon the existing theories of science, based upon the existing theories of how nature evolved, we can speculate. And so this is also a speculation. I don't have the experimental answers to it. And the speculation goes as follows, and the speculation is based upon two scenarios. In the first scenario, we assume that the whole thing started with Big Bang, and the Big Bang is a consequence of Einstein's theory of gravitation, because if you go back in time, then naturally you come to a singularity where everything was the space, time, everything was together, and with the Big Bang, everything came out. So when we assume this to be correct, so when we take that as a model, then and we still do not know what made this equilibrium, which was an equilibrium before, where the space-time was together, what made this equilibrium change or get rattled so that the time and space came out. Now, in the Indian philosophy, this equilibrium is supposed to be exist, and they say that Brahma wanted the world to come in, and so he changed the equilibrium. But I think these are all things in all different civilizations, where the intelligent design or the God or etc. willed the world will come, and so it happened. But I don't think so. I personally feel that if we follow the Big Bang thing, that when the time and space came out, then after that the consequence, and there is a lot of things written up, how the quarks were formed, which is the first building block of matter, and how these quarks later on into elementary particles and etc. formed into atoms. And when you keep on going on this path, and as the cooling of the universe took place, then I speculate that some molecules came out, some molecules were formed, and this was because of the gravitational forces that was acting on the atoms and etc. And I also speculate that there was a gravity field at the time, and when these molecules started resonating with that gravity field, that is when the life came, life became. So it was bound to happen. It was a consequence of this complexity, with a large number of particles and large number of molecules and the forces that existed, it was bound to happen. So this,
you think that this was inevitable, and
yes,
it was, there was no particular purpose for life to originate.
No. So, and we are assuming that this happened because of the Big Bang. So this is, and then these molecules, now we still do not know what was, how it resonated, what was the resonance frequency of the gravity field, what was the size of the molecule, but I can speculate, and this seems like a right thing, because then I can start thinking that maybe in different galaxies and where the molecules, where the different gravity exists, because we are still not sure whether the, all the gravitational laws and all these laws are true all over the universe. There are some theories which say they are same all over the universe. The others say that no, this is only applicable to our galaxy, so we do not know. But what I feel is that we can think that this was an outcome of the complexity, and this is what the dissipative structures that Prigogine developed, that when your system becomes very non-linear, very unstable, then out of immediately some structures develop. And these structures, to my mind, as a form. And this is how the life evolved. And then naturally, the, all the forces that are acting on those molecules as they became bigger, and the regular evolutionary process took place, and that's what life is. That's the one way of looking at it. The other way is that life always existed. So there is a, so there is no starting, there's no, and I have a feeling that Einstein believed in that, because he said he never looked at the singularity, etc. He was very surprised when his equations were shown that it produced the Big Bang, black holes, etc. He never had thought, because his whole basis was the what is the curvature of space and time, which exists today, and from where he developed all the theories of gravitation, etc. So these are the things which basically I feel. And when you look at this second concept, then this remains. And the next question could be asked, okay, the molecules came, the life came, what we know as a life today, I as a human being, etc. But why should this life continue?
Yeah, that was my next question. But before that, I was thinking, if life had always existed, then why was it changing? Why did it evolve? What was the reason for the evolution?
So the see, the forces of nature, they kept on changing, because as the universe cooled, different things started happening. And when those forces keep on changing, then those molecules, they came in equilibrium with those forces, and accordingly they evolved. Accordingly they made, got into some structure.
Right.
And this is what is going to happen. And so if supposing some energy is given much more in certain worlds, then the these molecules will evolve into something else. So these are the things which are already there in this process. So if the life was always there, these things keep on happening. And then also, we are looking at a very microscopic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We are not looking yet, we do not have the mechanism to look at the whole universe.
Right.
So when we look at the microscopic point of view, which means the Earth, the solar system, etc., then this is very small as compared to our galaxy and to millions and millions of galaxies. So we feel that this thing was there, it goes through a cycle, it comes back, finishes, and then again the new life form starts.
Right. So life on Earth, it evolved. It was not there before, but it was somewhere there in the universe.
Yes, and the reasoning is also this, that you know, our brains, our things, everything is in the same time frame as the universe. Naturally, again we go back to the Big Bang, that the universe is around 13 to 15 billion years old, etc. So when we say that, you know, we have found this out or etc., I don't believe that we have found out, because the template of that discovery exists in the universe, because our brains are the outcome of the same time frame as the universe, so we cannot think more than the universe. So that is why this thing, I feel.
And out of these two theories, which one do you believe more in and why?
Because all the scientific data that exists points to the Big Bang, points to the whole process on how the so-called life may have evolved. And so that is something that we have very strong observations and the science to it. Now, when we start going through this analysis, that is where we come to the second theory, which says that probably the life always existed. So this is something which we are not sure what exactly is the final outcome. But the fact remains that the life evolved, life happened, it was bound to happen because of the this fantastic, beautiful nature and the complexity. And so when the people say, you know, it was God which willed it, etc., this is all nonsense. What was is this wonderful nature, which is itself is God, is how the complex situations spontaneously produce forms and structures, which we are a crystallization of that, all that information which exists in that space-time, whatever it is.
Right.
And that is why we may think about the second possibility, that the space-time existed, and then these small things which come out from the space-time are the forms, the worlds, etc. And once their cycle is over, they again merge into the space-time. And this also follows the Indian philosophy, where it says that from this huge Brahman or the consciousness, there's a worlds of form. And again, it goes back to the consciousness.
So the next question would be, what makes life go on? Why is it still evolving? Why does it still exist?
So that is even a deeper question. Because TK, once you have a life, what are the forces which tell us to procreate? What are the forces which tell us that to perpetuate? Naturally, we perpetuate our species because we have the fear of losing the form, because every species has a form. So every species wants to increase their numbers, increase their forms.
Can you elaborate what is the form? And
form is like, for example, human being, there's a form. We want to procreate, to produce more human beings.
Right.
The reason for that is because the information from one human being to another is passed through the genetic code. Now, as we are evolving, then it is also passing through the what is called as a knowledge code. Now, how the knowledge will be kept in what form is another thing. But in the old times, in the whole life form, you pass the knowledge, we pass the knowledge basically from one life form to another through the genetic code.
Right.
And that is why we would like to procreate. And naturally, the nature made the sex very enjoyable, so the procreation helped. But I think the answer is much more deeper than simply this. And I feel that there is what is called as a happiness. We all are going towards our ultimate goal of happiness. And happiness means the experiences. So a life form, which is a lower life form, for example, a cat or a rat, it has certain experiences, and based upon those experiences, it reaches a certain level of satisfaction, happiness, whatever it is, and then it wants to maximize. And that is how I think the evolution takes place, that as our brains become bigger and bigger, our happiness, our ability to experience much, much more things keep on increasing. And that is what I feel on a deeper level, what fuels procreation and the continuation of species.
The examples you gave, cats or rats, are still comparatively higher forms of lives in all the evolutionary scenario. How do we explain the perpetuation of very much the forms like trees or microorganisms or viruses?
I feel that once the living entity,
the system
or the system exists, then depending upon the structure and the complexity of that form, it has its own mechanism of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon that, it wants to continue for going higher and higher. For example, just again a speculation, that if that satisfaction of an amoeba is reached, then it probably branches out into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or that information branches out into higher. The amoebas will continue till all the amoebas, their level of intelligence comes to that. So ultimately, I feel that the evolution's ultimate goal is to have a being with a huge amount of intelligence who will be able to, go from bigger and bigger happiness. And happiness can only come when it absorbs the curiosity, absorbs all the things that are exist, or else, or in other words, knows about the universe, and knows about how the things work, or basically the mind of God. God is not something which is some entity. God is simply how the nature works, what exactly is the process. And when you reach that level where you really understand everything that exists in the universe, then nothing has to do. That is the end.
Mm.
And then the cycle continues. This is what I feel. I may be wrong, but I feel that there has to be a much deeper meaning of why we want to procreate. Naturally, people say the fear of death, people say the pleasure of sex, etc. But these are the processes by which we procreate. But the deeper meaning is that we procreate because we want to reach the ultimate goal of happiness.
Thank you, Dr. Rajavanshi. There are still a lot more deep questions, but I think we will continue this discussion in our next episode.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Madhura.
You.
Yes.